Hello, and welcome to the Off Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances, and I'll be your hostess. Hello, and welcome to episode 56, the Bernina is set up and ready to go episode. Yeah, it finally is. I finally got that sucker put together and set up and have even done some sewing on it. Not some quilting. Will's quilt, Stormy Weather, is basted and ready to be quilted, but I can't find the quilting foot, the free motion foot. And my mother says that she thought there was one. She has done free motion quilting using that machine, but I can't find it. Foot number 9 is the darning foot. Cannot find foot number 9. And I know there's another foot sort of higher up in the 50s, which is on the Bernina site called, I don't know if it's called a free motion foot, but something like that. And I can't find that either. So I am going to check with the girls over at Thimble Pleasures and see if one of the feet I do have, there are a couple that you're kind of looking at going, that might be used for free motion quilting. Check with them, and otherwise, get a free motion quilting foot. But I have to tell you, I will probably, if I have to buy one or order one, especially if I have to order one, I will probably quilt Will's quilt on the Kenmore, because I'd like to get moving on that. I'd really like to make some progress on that this weekend. By the way, it is Thursday, September 15th, almost Friday. Jack came into my room the other night and was like, do we have any more days off of school in September? I'm like, well, I think we have Rosh Hashanah off, and I think that's it. He's like, any long weekends? I'm like, nope. I'm like, why are you asking? He's just like, I just like being able to do what I want. I'm like, yeah, who don't, babe? Welcome to the world. So, but I have to say, I do look forward to the weekends. I look forward to sleeping in on Saturday, even though I don't really sleep in that late. I sleep till like 7:15. It's just nice to come downstairs in your jams and not have to go anywhere. But we're having a good September so far. Tomorrow it's supposed to start raining and be about 65, which will be lovely. It's 90 right now. And I don't complain about the weather, but 90's a little hot for September 15th. Okay, I heard from a lot of you about on two topics, the two things I asked you about. One, Q&N versus the quilt show, and two, precision piecing. And first of all, let me thank everyone who commented. I got a lot of comments, which I appreciate. I want to thank Carol M., Kim, Robin, Daisy of Lazy Daisy Quilts, which is wonderful. Hope you're listening to that new podcast on the block. Sherry D. and Heath Lynn. Now, I heard from Bijo Liz, who recommends the quilt show, and says, if you are looking for inspiration on quilting techniques, styles, great tips, etc., the quilt show will not disappoint. Caroline Quilter from the UK, said, if you push me to say just one, it would have to be the quilt show, though she recommended I actually subscribe to both. The only problem for me subscribing to both is, I mean, A, it's a money thing, but also a time thing. I think I would probably end up not watching one or the other. And I have to say, if I tallied all the input I got on this, I think the quilt show would win. Nobody actually said anything negative about Q&N, except in regards to customer service. Someone said they had some problems and just did not get any help with it. A couple people said they had subscribed to the quilt show and kind of lost interest. So there were a couple negative votes when it came to the quilt show, but most people who responded really were responding about the quilt show and were very, very positive about that. By the way, Caroline also commented that she was chuffed that I had mentioned her quilting masterclass last week, and I had to look up what chuffed meant. At first I thought she was mad at me, but it turns out no, she's happy with me. That made her happy. Chuffed. Who knew? I got an email from Pam, who said while she can't speak to the quality of either show, she had to leave a comment that, quote, Betty is looking a little sketchy, thuggish even. I think a large brim floppy hat would be a better choice than the baseball cap, regardless of dress choice, mostly because I've never seen an axe murderer in a floppy brimmed hat. As for sharpening skills, nice segue from the axe murderer, I'd recommend finding a precision piecing class. Usually those teach feathered stars, so you can also look around for something like that. And Pam, I was checking out the roster at Quilt University, and they do have a class on feathered stars. It's not being taught in the next couple months, but I'm going to keep an eye peeled for that later. Maybe they'll teach it in their next quarter. Noni said recommends Sally Collins' DVD on perfect piecing. She also said, doing mini blocks also forces you to improve your skills. I have heard this from everyone who's made a miniature quilt. They work on a mini quilt, and when they went back to piecing regular size blocks, they found they had gotten much better and more accurate. Colleen, in regards to Betty the mannequin, writes, at first glance, I thought that was you standing there. Now, Colleen, I have to keep in mind you've never seen me, because otherwise it might be just vaguely insulting, but you've not seen me, and the fact is, Betty is wearing my skirt. We do share the same hips, which is a little distressing, actually. Kelly the Fifth wrote that I watched the quilt show for inspiration to keep me going, but also watched the guest for good teaching. And that kind of segues into Sherry's comment about moving from confident beginner to advanced is, she says, first, find a teacher who teaches piecing with accuracy, and from their website, find out where they are scheduled to teach. And that's something that I'm not really cued into. I had not thought a lot about, but, you know, the idea that if there's someone who's proving helpful to you via a DVD or a book or what have you, or you see them on the quilt show, that you could just look up and see where they're teaching. And, you know, there are opportunities here in North Carolina from time to time to go to a quilting gathering, a big quilt show or a big conference, and take lessons. I've not taken advantage of them, but I could sometime in the future when my life settles down and I have lots of time, which I don't right now, but I could. I can make time. And the other thing is I'm going to start going back to the Durham Orange County Quilt Guild, which meets on Monday nights, and I've not been able to go because the man has been working Monday nights covering our state legislature, but the legislature's not in session. There's a meeting coming up, actually Monday, that I hope to go to and sign up again and then see who's teaching there. Sherry also recommended joining a Block of the Month Club, which I think is a really fun idea, and her point is that you just are working on one block at a time. She puts it, when I only face one block at a time with very little cutting time to get started, I seem to be willing to take my time and do it well. You know, that's a really great point. And I have seen some Block of the Month stuff on Fat Quarter Shop that I thought was a lot of fun. So you know what? I might just do that. Sally, I got a couple things from Sally. I think it's the same Sally. Her first comment was about precision piecing, about building skills, which is practice, and be careful what you're practicing. You know, as she puts it, some people say practice makes perfect, but it also makes permanent. And that's a really good point. It's good to know, you know, and I think most of us have made this mistake. I certainly have made it as a knitter, but probably have made it as a quilter too. If you learn to do things the wrong way and you get in that habit, it's a very bad habit to break. She also recommends Blocks of the Month, so something to look into, and I'll let you guys know if I do that. Sally also mentioned I had shown the picture on the WordPress site last week was of Betty, as we've commented upon, and also my design wall. And Sally, and maybe the same Sally, says, hey, Frances, hang on to the extra piece of foam board. Cut it 2 feet by two feet, cover it with flannel too, and you'll find it really handy for block assembly. And that's a great idea. I had thought I'll hold on to this and use it somehow, but that's a great idea. I appreciate it, and I will do that. So thanks to everyone for your many comments, all of which were quite helpful. I appreciate you taking the time. If you would care to comment on this episode or any other episode, there are two ways to do that. Actually, there are several ways. You can email me at fdowell, as in Frances Dowell, D-O-W-E-L-L, at mindspring.com. You can go over to my Podbean site. That is offkilterquilt.podbean.com. Or you can go to my WordPress site. That's where I post pictures. And that is theoffkilterquilt.wordpress.com. Come on over, leave a comment, send me an email. If you haven't put up a review on iTunes and the spirit moves you to do so, please do, as long as you have something sweet and lovely to say. And I can't imagine, you being you, that you would have anything that wasn't sweet and lovely. Oh my goodness, I'm going on. I'm sitting here on my porch, by the way. You can hear the air conditioner because it is 90 degrees. I came out here, so I was sitting inside in the nice, cool, quiet air. And then the dog started messing with the squeak toy, and Will came down and decided he was going to finish up his computer time. It's like It's just amazing. You pick up the phone or you sit down to podcast and the whole clan gathers. All right, I can hear myself getting cranky. And you know what? I'm not cranky. Got to make some dinner, and that's kind of it for the rest of my day. Hope to do some sewing, working on the new Bernina, making some pot holders, which I talk about in the second quilt diary. So that'll be fun, and also hope to get caught up on blogs. I am waist deep in a novel that I'm writing, having a great time, but because I'm having a great time, I'm actually writing as opposed to surfing the web and leaving comments on blogs. But I do try to keep up with your blog, and if you've got a blog and you've never heard from me, let me know, because I'd like to come visit. And sometimes I will come like every day, and other times you won't hear from me for a couple of weeks, but I do like to see what everyone's up to. As you know, as I've talked about a lot, I do like the community that we have created here in podcast land, in quilty podcast land, and that's been a lot of fun for me. So anyway, let's get on then with the quilt diaries. Quilt diary day one. It is Tuesday, September 13th. It's a beautiful day. Hot, I have to say, but you can tell that fall is coming. Fall is on the way. The mornings are cool, and the evenings are cool, and the light is different. It's getting softer, I think. So this weekend, it's supposed to go down to the 60s, which will be very nice. It will actually feel really cold. There's no pleasing some of us, weather-wise, anyway. All right, let me update you. First of all, have basted stormy weather. Can't decide how to quilt it. I had been thinking some sort of star pattern, went to the Leah Day site, found a star pattern that I really liked and looked fairly doable, and then I saw spirals. Now, with the Shoe Fly Pie, I did a square spiral, which I also got off the Leah Day site, which I loved. The spiral I was looking at was just a regular spiral, a round spiral. So the one thing, though, I need to remember, I'm looking at Shoe Fly Pie right now, and I do love this spiral, but it definitely gives it a raised look. What is that called? It's not Bargello, but you know what I mean. It's the raised quilted look, more raised. So if I do a spiral, I think I need to do it looser and give the surface room to breathe and be. I need to think about that, because I do love how Shoe Fly Pie looks, the quilting looks, but that I don't want that tight of a quilt tension, if you know what I mean, on stormy weather. So I'm going to do some practicing tomorrow. I'm going to make some sandwiches, some quilt sandwiches, and practice, and I am going to set up the Bernina. Very exciting. Finally, I'm getting going on that. Got an email from Jay, art quilt maker Jay, who, as you know, has been helping me. We're working on a sampler quilt together. Got an email on Friday, subject heading, Mean Teacher. And she said, hey, you need to get going on this Dresden plate. It's time to move forward. And it was just the email I needed to get, because I had really been putting that off. I have suspected, correctly, it turns out, that I'm not like the world's biggest hand applique girl. But it needs to be done. I'm doing this. I'm trying to learn these skills and give everything a shot. So with that in mind, sorry, I'm inside and the dog's barking. He's not a yappy dog, but he's getting to be a little, he thinks he's a watchdog. Good Lord. If anyone walked into this house, I think he'd pretty much just, he'd jump up and down and roll over and say, scratch my belly. Hold on. That note of irritation in my voice, by the way, was for the dog, not for you. I can never be irritated with you in any event. I needed Jay's email. I needed to do that plate. And we planned to talk to Skype, as we do, on Saturday night. So that gave me Saturday during the day to get on it, which we had some company earlier in the day. We had a friend of ours who has moved out of town, so sad, former neighbor, whom we love, was here. He's a pulmonologist, and he came for a conference at Duke, so he came for lunch. I love lunch. Love lunch more than dinner, except that I never drink wine at lunch, and I do like a glass of wine, and But lunch, just a meal that I love. It's actually, when having people over for lunch, it's very fun because you get the fun of having a clean house because you clean for your friends who are coming over and having a nice special meal. And then you get to nap. You have like the rest of the day to enjoy that relaxed, company's gone feeling. That was fun. But after Tom left, around 2, I sat down. And what I worked on was the center of the plate. You know, you put a circle of fabric over the hole in the middle of the Dresden plate, the hole formed by the petals. So I worked on that. And it really took me about 2 hours to figure out what was exactly going to be the right size and how to sew it on, keeping it centered. Turns out you need a lot of pins. You just have to pin the heck out of everything. But it took me 2 hours to figure that out. Wow, if you just use a lot of pins, you might be able to sew this on before, like, you become a senior citizen. So I finally finished that up. Jay overpraised it, as she does. She's so kind. So kind. Oh, that looks great. I'm like, oh, I don't know. But felt good that I had it done. Got the petals pinned. And I don't know if Jay is waiting to hear from me before we move on to the next thing, which is some kind of star, not a sawtooth, because I've already done that. But another kind of star. Can't remember. I hope she's not waiting for me to finish the plate all together, because you know what? That's going to take a while. Not a hand applique girl. I don't think. You know, and I love handiwork. I love, one thing I worked on last night, which I have not picked up in ages, is hidden stars. The man and I watched a little bit of TV, and I worked on hidden stars. It was fun, and you know, it being cold this weekend, that will be a really fun project. What's coming up this weekend? I'm going out to dinner Saturday night for my friend Amy's birthday at Lantern, which is a very famous chef runs Lantern in Chapel Hill. So she just won a James Beard Award. So we can't even get reservations. We've just got to go wait. But it's very good. I've eaten there before. So that, I guess, I'm such a homebody. It will be very nice. I love my friend Amy, my friend Daniil, who I'm going out with. We take each other out on our birthdays. But I'm like, oh, I miss some good quilting time. I have to do some writing on Saturday as well, because I'm a little bit behind because of being sick last week. So won't be working on the dress. Sorry, Jay. Probably won't work on dress and plate. Probably will be working on Will's quilt, trying to finish that up. But I'm really happy to be hand quilting again. But there's just a big difference between hand quilting, which is very, very simple and not at all frustrating. And at least with my very minimal experience of hand applique, really, really different. At some point, Jay says she'll show me how to machine applique, which I assume will be easier. One thing to mention, and then I've got to go get dinner on the table because I have to go out tonight for a meeting, is that I signed up for a class, Quilt University, but it's not a skills class. The classes for this term really didn't meet any of my criteria for advancing my skills. And I will, by the way, not with this diary entry, but maybe tomorrow's, if I do one tomorrow, want to go over some of the advice people gave me, which I thought was awfully good and I appreciate. But what I'm saying is the class I signed up for is not a skills class, so to speak. It is a class taught by Lyric Kinnaird, who is an art quilter. Some of you may be familiar with she is known for her quilts as well as for her book Art Plus Quilt, which I got after listening to Sandy over at Quilting for the Rest of Us. I just am interested in art quilts, and that I'm interested in playing. You know, I listened to that first episode of mine that I posted a few weeks ago, and I had several projects I was working on that were just kind of fun. And I realize I'm not really doing that. I'm very goal-oriented with my quilts, and I'm having fun, so it's not that. But I feel there's a certain value in not always being goal-oriented and sometimes just doing stuff for the heck of it. So the class is called The Artist Toolbox, and it's, I think, an exploration of skills, and of exploration of color and creativity. And that sounded about right for me right now. And, you know, it'd be great to have a very specific skills class, but that notion appeals to me a great deal. And it's 4 classes, and I think Sandy may be taking it too, so hopefully she and I will be able to talk back and forth some about that as we take the class, and also encourage one another to finish the assignments and finish the class. All right, I'm going to end up here right now because I've got to leave the house in about 20 minutes, and that dinner's got to be on the table before I go. So I will be back more soon.
Quilt Diary, Day 2. It's Wednesday, September 14th. I am pooped. It's late. It's like 10. I need to go to bed. I've got a book. I've got a bed. I'm ready to go. But I needed to make a report. I am working on a pot holder. Very exciting. I know, but it is because I'm using the Bernina. Yes, I finally got it set up. What I did today, this afternoon, after I was done with my writing, I cleaned up my sewing space, which was quite a mess. Quite a mess. Very, very messy. Got it cleaned up. Beautiful. It's so pristine. I don't even want to use it. It looks so nice. And then I set up the Bernina after dinner. Sat down with the book and figured out how to do the, thread it, do the bobbin. It's such a nice machine. Very solid. Went through the feet I had, the presser feet. The one that I don't have, I don't think, I need to call my mom and find out, make sure, is a darning foot to do free motion quilting. That is foot number 9. There is also, I looked online, there's another one which is like foot 59 or something, which is called the quilting foot. Not a walking foot, but a quilting foot. And I'm, like I said, going to check in with my mom and then also check in with the lovely ladies at Thimble Pleasures and see if they have the feed I need. I'm not going to get both. I'll get one or the other. So if they don't and I have to order it, then I will probably quilt Stormy Weather on my Kenmore. Because I'd like to get it finished. It is, as I mentioned yesterday, it's basted, it's ready to go. And I still haven't decided, by the way. I may not have decided by the time I post this. So if you've got any ideas, feel free to share. But I don't think I mentioned, last week I got a book called The Farmer's Wife Sampler Quilt. And probably many of you are familiar with this. I think there are a lot of farmer's wife quilt alongs going on right now. I actually have not gone online to look and see what's going on with that. I'm not sure. I love the blocks. I don't think I'm going to make the quilt itself. But this is a book I had looked at for a long time. And then on, I don't know, probably September 2nd or September 3rd, I got my royalty check. I think I've mentioned I get paid in different ways, but one way I get paid is in royalties, and I get checks in March 1st and September 1st, big days around here, although this year is September 2nd, I think because of the hurricane. I think that slowed things down. I'm sure that's the excuse they used. Anyway, it was a nice check, more than we had budgeted for. Always sweet, my friends, which doesn't mean the money doesn't get sucked up right away by various things. But still, I felt like I could go. And it was funny because I was sick. That was one of the days I was sick. And I still went to the bookstore and bought several quilting magazines and the Farmer's Wife Sampler Quilt. And it's quite a lovely book. If you like traditional blocks, which I do, it's especially fun. And it comes with a CD-ROM. Is that what it's called? Or CD that you put in your CD-ROM player? It has templates. Although what I did, back up. So anyway, I've been looking at these blocks and thinking I would really like to just to mess around and make some. And one of the things that I've also been meaning to do for quite some time now is make some new pot holders. So I thought, hey, I've got a great idea. I want to give this Bernina a spin. I could make some pot holders and using these blocks. So the one I am working on this very minute, which I may finish up the top four tonight, I don't know, I may go to bed right after I finish recording, is called Contrary Wife. I really like this. Very simple pattern. I also thought doing these pot holders would be a good way to practice my precision piecing. So just kind of nice, like I said, practice. Good way to practice. So I'm excited. There are a lot of beautiful blocks. Contrary Wife, very simple, and I'm using pretty simple fabrics. Also a good way to practice color. So I don't know, do you practice color? You don't really practice color. You don't play with color. So that's what I'm doing. The Bernina, it's charming. What a charming machine. It's quiet, it's unassuming, and yet powerful and really cool. I'm having fun. Thanks, Mom. So I just wanted to check in and tell you that's what I'm doing right this very minute. And maybe I will have a picture of a potholder to post with this episode tomorrow. I also have to tell you, I was at the library today, and I'm really wanting to do better with my digital photography. It's not me. It's funny because my mom is a great photographer. My husband is a great photographer. And it's just not something, that's not a bug I've been bitten by. But I thought, you know, I need to get better at this. So I looked in the photography books, and the one I got was Digital Photography for Dummies. And then in parentheses, for seniors. It's the one they made for really old people. So it's in large print. It's like even as you read it, you can hear the author speaking very slowly to like his 90-year-old mother going, okay, let me explain, Mom. So anyway, I thought that is perfect for me. That is the book I need. I need someone to talk to me very slowly and loudly, telling me what to do in the most basic language, like the language you would use with a technophobe or a Luddite or your 90-year-old mother. My mother is nowhere close to 90, and she is also much more technologically advanced than I, as I believe I have said. Anyway, going to get back to the potholder. Just wanted to share. Oh, you know what? I should just go ahead and wrap up, because I do want to post this tomorrow, because, you know, I'm the Thursday girl now. Thursday girl, that's me. Hello. So let me wrap it up and say I hope you're having a good week. Thank you, everyone, for commenting and emailing. It's just great to get your feedback, and it's so helpful. I feel like I have such a resource in this community. So thank you so much. And I'll be back next week, hopefully with lots of news about quilting stormy weather and making potholders. Maybe I'll do a potholder giveaway. Do you need a potholder? I need potholders. All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.